Welcome to Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum in Los Angeles, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Los Angeles Dodgers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The left fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting third. The right fielder, Jerry Lynch. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Crow. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Purkey. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Bob Purkey. For the Los Angeles Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jim Gilliam. Batting second. The catcher, John Roseboro. Batting third. The center fielder, Duke Snider. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Carl Furillo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gil Hodges. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Dick Gray. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Zimmer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Erskine. Pitching for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Carl Erskine. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Temple hits a fly ball into right field. Furillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Jerry Lynch batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Lynch hits a fly ball into center field. Snider settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Crow is at the plate with a count of 0-1. There's a wild pitch. Robinson moves to third. George Crow is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Crow hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Furillo who is chasing the ball. Crow reaches third base with a triple. Robinson scores. It's 1-0, Reds. Don Hook batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Hook takes first base on ball 4. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Bailey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim Gilliam batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Gilliam takes first base on ball 4. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Roseboro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gilliam moves to second. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Snider hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crow scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Snider for the out. Gilliam moves to third. Roseboro moves to second. One out. Carl Furillo is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Furillo hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Gilliam scores. Roseboro scores. It's 2-1, Dodgers. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hook fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dick Gray is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Gray hits a line drive towards short. McMillan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Erskine fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Perkey is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Perkey hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's Reds, 2, Dodgers, 2. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Neal hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Zimmer hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Erskine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Erskine hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Neal moves to second. Two outs. Jim Gilliam batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gilliam is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gilliam hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Robinson throws the ball into Temple who tags Gilliam, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Neal scores. It's 3-2, Dodgers. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lynch is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynch bunts towards third. Gray fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Robinson moves to second. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Crow bunts towards third. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. Robinson moves to third. Lynch moves to second. One out. Don Hoke batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hoke is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gray fields it and throws to home to get Robinson. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Gilliam throws the ball into Neal who tags Bailey, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Lynch scores. Hoke moves to third. It's Reds, 3, Dodgers, 3. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Dodgers 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. John Roseborough is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Roseborough is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Roseborough hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lynch. Roseborough reaches second base with a double. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider is 0 for 1 in the game. Snider hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Furillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Furillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Furillo takes first base on ball 4. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hodges is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodges hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Crow settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Gray batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gray is 0 for 1 in the game. Gray hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perky fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Dodgers 3. The Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gray juggles the ball. That's an error on Gray. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. Bob Perky is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Perky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Perky bunts towards third. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. Bell moves to third. McMillan moves to second. One out. Don Besant now pitching. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Temple is 0 for 2 in the game. Temple hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Furillo, who is chasing the ball. Temple reaches third base with a triple. Bell scores. McMillan scores. It's 5-3, Reds. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Robinson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Temple scores. It's 6-3, Reds. Fred Kipp now pitching. Pete Wisenant pinch hits for Jerry Lynch. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Wisenant hits a pop-up towards short. Zimmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Crow is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Crow is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Crow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Dodgers 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Pete Wisenant now playing right field. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Neal is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Neal hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Zimmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Zimmer hits a fly ball into right field. Wisenant settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Kipp is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kipp hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perky fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Dodgers 3. The Reds will come to bat. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hoke is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hoke hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bailey batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bailey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hodges scoops it up and throws to first, with Kipp covering, for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. McMillan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rosboro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Dodgers 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gilliam is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crow scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gilliam for the out. 1 out. John Roseborough is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Roseborough is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Roseborough hits a fly ball into right field. Wisenant settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Duke Snider batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Snider is 0 for 2 in the game. Snider hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crow scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Snider for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Dodgers 3. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Purkey is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Purkey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Purkey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Temple is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Temple hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Ferrillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Robinson is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Wisenant is 0 for 1 in the game. Wisenant strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Dodgers 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Carl Furillo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Furillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Furillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hodges is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodges hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dick Gray is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gray is 0 for 2 in the game. Gray hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Dodgers 3. The Reds will come to bat. George Crow batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Crow is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Crow hits a pop-up towards short. Zimmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hoke is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hoke hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 7-3, Reds. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bailey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Dodgers 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Neal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on McMillan. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Zimmer is 0 for 2 in the game. Zimmer hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallo pinch hits for Fred Kipp. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vallo strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gilliam is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crow scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gilliam for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Dodgers 3. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Roebuck now pitching. Roy McMillan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McMillan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a fly ball into left center field, beyond the reach of Snyder. McMillan reaches second base with a double. Bob Purkey is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Purkey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Purkey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Temple hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Roseboro fields it and throws to first for the out. McMillan scores. 2 outs. It's 8-3, Reds. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 4 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Gilliam settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 8, and the Dodgers 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Roseboro hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Snyder is 0 for 3 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crow fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Roseboro for the double play. 2 outs. Carl Furillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Furillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Furillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 8, and the Dodgers 3. The Reds will come to bat. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Wisenant is 0 for 2 in the game. Wisenant hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Crow is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Crow hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hoke is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hodges scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hoke for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 8, and the Dodgers 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 3 in the game. Hodges hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-4, Reds. Dick Gray batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gray is 0 for 3 in the game. Gray hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Neal is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Zimmer is 0 for 3 in the game. Zimmer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norm Larker pinch hits for Ed Roebuck. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Larker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple misplays the ball. That's an error on Temple. Zimmer moves to second. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Gilliam is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gilliam hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 8, and Los Angeles Dodgers, 4. Goodbye from Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum in Los Angeles.